there's this old woman back home, and she'd never been anywhere much. And her husband went down, and she never had much either. And her husband went down to the market one day, and he wanted to get her something a little special that she had never had before. So he brought her back a mirror. He knowed she'd never seen a mirror before. And he brought it, and he set it up on the front porch, front of the door, and he knocked on the door, and he ran and he hid. And that old woman, she come to the door, and she opened it up, and she looked out. She said, "Lord, have mercy. You poor little starved to death thing. You wait right there and I'll be back with you something to eat." She went back in the kitchen. She come back out carrying something. She says, "Here, honey, here's your sweet tater." "Oh, you've already got one." Now, you're getting ready for a treat. You're just going to be full of treats before tonight's over. We're going to have a man come out here by the name of Mike Seeger. Mike Seeger's been in the forefront of music revival for the last 30 years. Mike and his three sisters were raised by their parents in the traditional folk music. He began teaching himself music by ear at the age of 18. Since then, he's been absorbing music like a sponge. He's a third of the vagabond old-time music group, the New Lost City Ramblers, which Tracy Swartz is another third. Mike has devoted his whole life to singing and playing Southern traditional music and supporting others who desire to do the very same thing. He plays the banjo, the guitar, the fiddle, the mandolin, the juice harp, which is also called a trump. I didn't know that before until I found out from him. French harp, quills, lap dulcimer, auto harp, and a few other instruments. Let's give him a welcome. Thank you.
Take me home, little birdie, take me home. I'm as free a little bird as I can be, I can be. Free a little bird as I can be. I'm as free at my age as a bird in a cage. Free a little bird as I can be.
Thank you.
As you can guess, that was Free a Little Bird. I like all this way back stuff, you know, as you might have guessed by now. And I went and visited this woman down in the Ozarks, Ella Fletcher, who played the quills. That's what I was playing, you know, up here. I thought I was playing a tune that I learned from her until I went back and listened to the tape after a little while, after our nice visit, and realized I'd made up my own tune. So, you know, everybody has their contemporary songs these days, and I guess this is mine. It was contemporary a year ago, at least, when I wrote it. I wrote the name of it. Thank you, thank you. That's the quill ditty. Someone was singing one of the songs that they learned from Addie Graham here yesterday. That's Rich Kirby's grandmother, I believe. She had a bunch of wonderful songs, and I learned this one from Addie from the recording. Not content to be an unaccompanied singer, I thought I'd put it with the fiddle. That's the way Addie played, without the fiddle and without the mouth harp, just unaccompanied. Take me a while to get in gear here. Visit with your neighbor for a minute and have a musical discussion or talk about the weather or something like that for a minute. Give a little sample of the kinds of music that I like to do here for you.
Thank you.
are stolen souls from Africa, transported to America. Like hogs and sheep, we're marching droves to bear the heat and endure the cold. See how they take us from our wives, small children from their mother's side. They take us to some foreign land, make slaves to wait on gentlemen.
The autoharp was the first instrument I ever tried to play, although the way I played it then, I wouldn't call playing much now. And I've learned over the years to kind of play a little bit of tune on it, and I got this fancy, nice autoharp from a maker out in Illinois. My sister passed this song to me about 10 years ago. And Jenny and Tracy sang this song during orientation, so they've got you warmed up on the chorus. My voice is about half shot from screaming and yelling, having too much of a good time at the dance last night. So I need every bit of help I can get. The song is from Alabama about 100 years ago, although it could be contemporary today. In fact, it seems so contemporary because my sister has it on her most recent record. I think it's on Jeannie and Kay's. It's on Jody and Kate's. And I think it'll be also on Laurie Lewis's, and it'll be on my next record as well. So I guess it's a pop song in a way. Sing along with me on the chorus. In this fair land, I'll stay no more. Here lay in vain, I'll leave the mountains of my birth and seek the fertile plain. I'm a going to the west. You say you cannot go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me. No matter what I say, I'm a-going to the west. Past since we first met, and you
became my bride. Now I must journey far away without you by my side. I'm a-going to the west. You say you cannot go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm a-going to the west. I'll leave you here in the land you love. It seems so bright and fair, where fragrant flowers are blooming and music fills the air. I'm a-going to the west. You say you cannot go with me. You turn your eyes away. You say you will not follow me, no matter what I say. I'm a-going to the west.
Thank you, folks.
It's a pleasure to be on the program both this evening and this week. And I think this is a wonderful institution, a gathering, a caring, and a sharing that's happened here. And I hope that we'll be able to spread it out and keep it, well, I know we're going to keep it alive now. It's wonderful. One of my mentors, one of my many friends and mentors from over the past 30 years is with us tonight, and it's my pleasure to be introducing her and sharing the stage with her. I first met her at Newport Folk Festival, of all places, in 1964, when she came up there and beat the fiddlesticks and played the banjo. And then again, about 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we were at the Brandywine Mountain Music and Dance Convention, and she was part of the West Virginia celebration there, along with Wilson Douglas and several other people. And then 10 years ago, I did a dance documentary now called Talking Feet, and she was one of the main dancers on that at that time. And she's with us tonight. She's going to play the banjo for you, tell you a story, a couple of rhymes, beat some fiddlesticks, and dance for you. This is wonderful to have her here, Phoebe Parsons and her son, Eugene.
Thank you. Now I'm going to talk a little bit. I've got to play a tune, and I'm going to play Minnow on the Hook, and I've got to dedicate it to Tom King. He used to play with me all the time, and I think somebody stole me away from him or something. I don't know what. He ain't sure. He might be sure, but he told me to dedicate this song to him, and he's an awful good player himself, and I want you to give him a big hand. thank you. And this year, I guess they introduced him. This is my fourth son, Eugene Parsons. And I was up there. I was up there in Glenville and I had a birthday party. And I was 85 past, sorry. And that other man, he win, what was his name? That old man win. Melvin Wines, he was 84. And Surrey Signal, what was her name, sir? Surrey Signal, I can't speak her name. She was she just come, I think, around, she said, about 80. And we had all that, the awfulest cake I ever seen. They brought it up, and they had all them, and I blowed five off the first time. We had a time blowing all them candles off, but we had a good time up there. Yeah, there's so many on her blow off, you got out of breath before you got half done. Well, I better play here a little so I can get out of here and go home. Now I'm going to play Minnow on the Hook, Trot. I'm tired, but I'll do the best I can. Yeah, that's
it was on Roscoe's fiddle. Wasn't
that's
it?
Right. I believe it was.
You could stand to hear me play the fiddle, then, but I'd love to hear you beat the sticks a little.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I'll put this up here.
Now, my father used to beat these fiddle sticks, and he learned this to me. And we didn't have no music, only people come for miles and play. And some good old-time fiddlers. And there wasn't many banjo pickers or nothing. We have to use these sticks and dance a little to have the music. So he learned me this, and he could absolutely beat me on it. But I'm going to keep it up on account of him. In remembrance of my father. These are fiddle sticks. Let's see, I have to get over here.
Now, just be careful of my fingers now.
I will.
I have to play tomorrow.
I don't want to break your fingers. I'll do my best to watch.
And I'm going to try to...
You say you sell them about fine all you can, though.
Okay,
I'll
do it.
Thank you.
Think you can dance
for us? I'm going to try to dance. You won't let me have my good dancing shoes. I'll have to dance in these old ones. I used to dance barefoot.
Those sound good.
They're the ones who play the cripple.
Okay.
Cripple kick.
Thank you, and God bless you. I love everybody, and I love to be here, but I've got to take it easy, you know. I'm getting younger all the time. So I thank you for you just made me happy to hear you. Bye.
Tell you stories more than I like to read this. I don't need my glasses to tell you stories. One time there was this man, and he was the king of the mountains. And he loved the people that was in his kingdom.